What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. She all down like the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J.
This is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing, huh? What are y'all out there doing, man? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate a baby. Living your best life, doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, I know y'all out there being so thorough and so wise, baby. And why is it that I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby, huh? What is it? First of all, because God made you that way. Yes, yeah, shout out to you, God. He is rewarded to those that diligently seek him. Yes. Oh my gosh. And there is a second reason why I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby. And what's the second reason, huh? Y'all know what it is, right? Because y'all are out there listening to me, man. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you. And there's a third thing that I tell y'all, too. When I'm getting ready, good head, you know, do what it is that I do, baby. I gotta give a shout to my haters, right? And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Come on, say it with me on three. You ready? One, two, three. Hi, haters. Cause y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. And you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience. And you like, hold on, wait a minute. Who is Just a Touch of J? What is this whole experience? Let me explain this to you. You know, because you probably like, why is she giving a shout out to haters? Listen, haters acknowledgement backwards. People don't really hate you. They just don't know how to acknowledge you, baby. And this is Just a Touch of J. Let me drop these pieces for you, okay? So what happens is that when you shining bright like a diamond, doing what it is that you're supposed to do, living your best life, being fabulous, shining real bright, the haters, the naysayers, the disbelievers, they like kind of like notice the light. The light, listen, light disturbs the darkness, okay? So what happens is they start coming over because they start getting disturbed. Like, wait a minute, what's going on over here? So they say, is that my boy over there shining on them? Is that my girl over there shining on them? Because somebody putting it out there in pieces, they trying to figure out what's going on, right? So they start coming on over. They want to be nosy. And they want to start peeking on whatever it is you got going on. They do things like they'll call you up or inbox you or things like that. Say, hey, what's going on with you? You know, that type of stuff. They really don't care. They just want to see what you got going on. They try to see what's going on with these pieces. They're shining bright like a diamond for them, right? So what they don't understand is this. This is the kicker, right? All right. Now, look, this is what my Bible says and all the other Bibles out there. This is what it says, right? It says in Psalms 23 that when you're doing all of this, shining bright like a diamond, and you're doing what you're supposed to do, see, they don't understand that God's preparing a table, okay? Psalms 23 says, God will prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. He said, I'm going to anoint your head with oil. Your cup's going to overflow. Okay. He said, blessed let the blessed all this stuff go ahead. But he said, I'm going to be with you all days of your life. Surely goodness and mercy is going to follow you. Everything, right? So what's happening is they just see all the light and all the glory. Okay, so they come over trying to see what's going on, and they don't realize that God is preparing a table for you in the presence of them. Okay, so listen, let me break down to you like this, right? Let's just say God, just imagine this, okay? He's in front of you, and you're sitting down at this table, right? And all your haters, your naysayers, your disbelievers, everybody's behind him. They looking and they peeking. They like, wait a minute, what's going on over here, right? But God, he's right there in your presence, in front of you, preparing this table, everything that you need, he's giving it to you, right? And they gotta watch it. Oh baby, this is just a touch of Jay. He putting it out there in pieces for him, right? So while he's doing all of this, you don't never hate on him, you don't get upset, you say hi haters, cause y'all need this to work too. Yes, they need this work too. What work? Whatever it is, God's putting it out there in pieces for him. Whatever he's using as the bait to bring him over so he can get blessed by the message. Whatever message that he wants them to get, okay? This is just a touch of J, baby. Man, I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, but listen. Have y'all been going over to My Name Is O and I76 on Instagram, baby? Oh my gosh, the Just a Touch of J Facebook page. If you want to be my actual Facebook friend on my personal page, Jillian Harris, make sure you check me out too. Okay, I might let you be my friend, okay? Because baby, this is Just a Touch of J. You know I got to put it out there in pieces for you. But at My Name Is O and I76 on Instagram, mama been dropping a dime on you. Yes, 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 yes. I've been putting some stuff out there in pieces for you. So listen, if it sounds like I'm a little jacked up, I got a little something going on in my throat, I am. Yeah. I told you I was ill. I ain't been really coming to y'all like that as much lately, okay? Let me tell you, for like the last 3, almost 4 weeks, I've been going through a little something, right? And I'm putting that out there on My Name Is O and I76 on Instagram. So you got to make sure you go ahead and check that out. I will tell you just a little bit, okay? Number one, I moved. Finally, no longer living in a hotel. My brand new house is amazing. They built it for me. It's beautiful, child. Oh my God, this is just a touch of Jay. Child, this house is nice, okay? So that happened, and I actually got to do my first treatment, okay? Glutathione treatment. Now listen. You're probably like, what's glutathione? It kills all the mold and stuff that's in your body. Because y'all know I'm suffering from mold toxicity, okay? My hair fell out. I lost 50 pounds. I gained it back. But I was messed up, okay? I was a little jacked up. And I was doing some things that kind of got me jacked up again. Now, you got to listen to the other podcast for those pieces, all right? Or like I said, go over to My Name Is O and I76 on Instagram and check it out, okay? But I'm getting better. God is, you know, working it out for me, doing what it is that he do, that he do, that he do, and I feel amazing, okay? So, let's skate on over to the next thing. Oh my gosh. I gotta talk to y'all before I talk to you about Making Love Beast Kitchen, because I always talk to you about Making Love Beast Kitchen. I gotta talk to you about Toxic Prevent. Now listen, you're probably like, what is Toxic Prevent? Toxic Prevent is one of the supplements, okay, that basically saved my life in January, okay? I was dying. And I took this supplement. It's from Germany. And, you know, it helped me out. I'm talking about it binded up all those toxins and things like that. Now, I had a lot in me, okay? Because that was in January. And it's still at moderate levels now. So think about that, okay? But it binded up everything. And I'm going to be interviewing some of the people from Toxic Prevent. Yes! On my podcast, baby! This is just a touch of Jay. I told y'all I got to put this out there in pieces for you, right? Yeah, I'm going to be interviewing them. Oh my gosh, and we're going to be talking about a lot of good stuff. So I wouldn't give you too much. I just got to give you just a touch. Just a touch of Jay with that, all right? So look, let's go over to Making Love and V's Kitchen, all right? Now, Making Love and V's Kitchen. Have I been Making Love and V's Kitchen? Yes. Actually, in my kitchen. I've been Making Love Beast Kitchen. Now, I haven't been able to do a lot of stuff because I was up to like 13 vegetables. Remember, I was telling y'all that I was eating all different type of things. I'm back to turkey thighs, chicken, and about 5 vegetables and just water. That's all I can have right now. So I have been making love in the kitchen, but it ain't really been like how I was making love in the kitchen when I was at the hotel. So, but it's coming. It's coming. All right. This is just a touch of Jay. You know, I got to put it out there in pieces for you, baby. Okay. Now let's talk about just a touch of Jay's fitness. Have I been working out? Well, I worked out at the hotel last week. Yeah, baby. I left Friday. I worked out on Thursday. Have I worked out since I've been here? I did some push-ups. I'm not going to lie to y'all. But I've just been kind of resting, you know? So let's talk about Just a Touch of Jay's Fitness, the clothing line. Have I been working on that? Yes. Okay, so I got new pieces that are coming to y'all. Oh, my gosh, you're going to love them. You're going to love them. But until then, please make sure you keep on doing what it is that you do and purchasing. Yes. All in my link trees, in my bios, you will get to see the clothing that I have out right now. Yeah, Just a Touch of Jay Fitness apparel for women. You know, we got Jay's Fit. That's popping. Just a Touch of Jay's Fitness. You know, I got different type of pieces for you ladies. You love them. Animalistic in nature. I was just showing you guys what that looked like. I had that on. Check it out. Well, my name is Arwen976 on Instagram. Okay. And, you know, you guys also love Pink Pussycat. Yeah, a lot of y'all like that one too. Look, baby, I got waist shapers. I got thigh shapers. I got everything that you need. And so much more coming to Just a Touch of Jay's Fitness. And you can find that at thisisjustatouchofjay.com. Or, like I said, all my link trees and all my bios. All right? Now, what do we talk about right now? Just a Touch of Jay app. Y'all want to talk about that? The Just a Touch of Jay app. Y'all got my app popping. Yes, thank you so much. When I talk about my app, it's like my baby because it's like when I first like started stuff, you know? And the app been popping for some years now. Y'all made an app of the day not too long ago. So thank you so much for keeping it trending and liking the stuff on there and doing what it is that you do. Like, new stuff is coming. I tell y'all all the time, just working on it, you know? Let me take these pieces little by little. You know, I'm getting my health back in order. All right, now. Let's talk about the Just a Touch of Jay Cannabis line. I tell y'all all the time, too. New things is coming with that. But right now, you can get the Just a Touch of Jay Cannabis papers. And they're called All You Need Is Just a Touch of the Jay. Touch of the Jay. Touch of the Jay. Y'all like it when I do it like that? Huh? That's from a song that I made. Yeah. You know, I did a little remake on Drake's Laugh Now, Cry Later. Cry Now, Laugh Later. That might happen if you, you know, if you try Just a Touch of Jay Cannabis line, baby. Just a Touch of Jay. I'll try to put that out there in pieces for you, okay? I got to take my time with that. I can't give you too much. I definitely got to give you just a touch of that because I'm a grower and I have 4 strains, okay, that's going to be coming to a facility near you, all right, shortly. Now, what else can we talk about? Oh, the Detaj Podcast Network popping. I love it. You guys are getting ready to get your own app. Everybody's going to be on the Detaj Podcast Network. All my podcasters, thank you so much for inquiring. I love you. It's going to be so dope. Thank you so much. Also, I just want to give a special shout out to everybody that I text in the morning. Y'all, I text like probably like 50 people in the morning. I send them my affirmations. Affirmations. I send them out to them every morning, okay? And it's so dope because it's going to be in my Good Morning Affirmations book. And I'm also going to be doing something on Beat Break Radio and on their mobile app as well, okay? So I've been putting it out and everybody's been giving me feedback every morning. They get these affirmations and they've been loving them. So thank you guys for all your love and support. This is like the little trial run and y'all been holding me down, man. And I love you and thank you so much for that. Okay. Special shout out to my mom, Kim, man. She's dope. She's amazing. Now, you know what else we got to talk about, right? Why y'all got my podcast popping like popcorn, baby? Oh my gosh, y'all really, listen. Y'all really got my podcast popping like popcorn, baby. I know I tell y'all this all the time, but y'all do. Like, every time I turn around, I'm looking at these numbers, and I'm just like, I can't believe it. Like, I can't. And I'm like, God, and God just keeps laying it on my heart. I'm doing that. I'm doing that. You just keep on doing what you're doing. So look, baby, this is Just a Touch of Jay. I'm gonna keep on recording these podcasts because y'all like it. Shout out to y'all out in Venezuela. Shout out to y'all out in Aruba, in Japan, Italy, London. Thank you so much in the UK. Oh my gosh, just thank you so much. Like Lagos, Nigeria, the United States. Like, I appreciate you guys. And keep on listening, baby. Because like I said, this is Just a Touch of Jay. Y'all know I'm just trying to put it out here in pieces for you. Now, look, the last thing we're going to talk about is Beat Break Radio. Man, listen. Y'all have been doing so good, but listening to me on Beat Break Radio. And Beat Break Radio, ride or die, been riding with me for a minute now. You know, I've been on Beat Break Radio for quite a few years, you know. And y'all can listen to the Just a Touch of Jay show on there. That's on late nights. We do reruns right now. We got me doing the 411 Wire on Beat Break Radio. You can hear that top of the hour. And then we got Good Morning Affirmations coming from me too. Oh my gosh, man. Then you'll be able to just click on my podcast on their website and also listen to me on their app, their podcast FM app, man. Baby, this is Just a Touch of Jay. That's a lot of pieces for you. So make sure y'all check them out, okay? And that's it. Now, I got a story to tell like Biggie. Oh my gosh, Biggie Smalls the rapper. I really have a story to tell just like him. Oh my gosh, I got to tell y'all, look. Y'all ready for this? Here, go. Mama about to drop a dime on you. Yes. Mama about to drop a dime on you. Yes. And if you don't know what dime is, it's an African-American colloquialism. It's like something, it's like slang. You know, it's something that we say when we're getting ready to really give you that good information that you need, okay? And this is Just a Touch of Jay, baby. Let me put this out there in pieces for you. So look. God gave me a word for y'all. Oh my gosh. And God was laying on my heart. It's about receiving. And he was like, you know, I need you to talk to him about it. But since I had been going through so much, I was just like, receiving? You know, I don't know what's going on. So I said, let me go ahead and, you know, let me just politic on this. Let me just think on this one right here. Because I always tell y'all, I'll be back when I got something else to say. I don't want to talk to y'all if I don't have nothing to say. So I'm like, okay, God want me to talk to y'all about receiving, right? So I'm like, all right. So I'm talking to one of my girlfriends. Shout out to you, Harriet. And I'm talking to Harriet, and Harriet's telling me, you know, you don't have to receive anything that anybody says about you. People need to understand that. They always believe what people say about them, okay? Always. Now, look, I just made a post. Let me get to the post that I just put on Instagram and Facebook and all that in my stories. This is what the post said, right? It says, the most dangerous version of you is the version that only believes what God has said about you. I'm going to repeat it again. The most dangerous version of you is the version that only believes what God has said about you. So when Harriet and I were talking, she was like, yeah, a lot of people, they always believe what other people tell them. And I was like, you know what? I said, yeah, you don't got to receive that. Now, listen, let me tell you a quick little story real quick. I told y'all this on my last podcast. Somebody had said something to me about my healing. And they were like, you know, you're always going to have to take that medication. You know, and I was like, please, God's going to heal me 100%. I denounced that. I put that down. I said, I ain't going to have to take that. But this person had some issues before, too. So their belief is that they're going to always need to take this medication. Now, just follow me. Now, me, it's just a herbal, you know, medication called Paul D'Arco. You know, it helps with inflammation and things like that that you have going on. But I'm like, I'm going to have me 100% healing. I know what God told me. I didn't want to believe that, right? Let's talk about that. Sometimes when things happen, like when God gives us blessings, we don't want to receive them. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, it's too good to be true. That's basically what the person was saying to me. They basically was like, I mean, look, I mean, I know you believe in for a whole healing and everything, but you gonna always have that. And I'm like, wait a minute, my God is a healer. Wait a minute. You know, I know what God said about me. That's the most dangerous version of me is what God says about me, what I believe. So, you know, you got to be very, very careful because sometimes, see, people
will come up and try to denounce that thing that you believe and try to get you to believe something else. And you don't have to believe that. You have to believe what God says about you. And you have to receive that. But sometimes we don't want to. Like I said, it's too good to be true. Let me give you some examples of some things that might be too good to be true, right? The healing. Okay? Let's just say you're out there, you're going through something. I don't know. You get cancer, right? And the doctor says, ain't no chance of you really going to be able to survive this. A lot of people don't survive it. Only 5% of the people. What you going to believe? You going to believe in that healing? Let's say you have a heart attack. Or you break your leg and they say you ain't going to be able to walk again. Or you had to get back surgery. And they say, you know what? I'm not sure because we got to go in your spine and we got to do this. And the recovery rate on that is kind of, 10%. You know, but since you are this race and you got this going on with your family, we don't think you're going to recover from that. What are you going to believe? What are you going to receive? Okay, now look, here's another one, right? Love from others. That's a good one. Sometimes people try to give you love, you know, friends. You know, just show you love. You know, like, you know what? You thorough, you wise. I'm going to show you a little love. You know, you are right. You are right with me. Sometimes we don't want to receive that love. You know, we're afraid, okay? And we're afraid to give the love, too. Man, baby, just a touch of Jay, okay? Here's something else right here, right? Knowing your worth. Oh, my gosh. A lot of people don't want to receive that one. They don't want to receive that one. Like your worth. What's your worth, okay? Man, this is just a touch of Jay, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, right? You know, God says you're worth certain things. All right. You're worth a lot to him. But sometimes you don't want to receive that. You know what you're worth. You don't want to. You can't believe it. You might say things like, I remember somebody said this to me one time. I said, you know what, girl, God got you. She said, God don't want nothing to do with me. I ain't been good. The things we tell ourselves, right? She ain't even want to receive that God, an amazing God, would still love her regardless of what she did. Baby, this is just a touch of Jay. Let's talk about something else right here, right? See, God's love, okay? It's a total love, right? But a lot of things will come up against that. You know, that godly love. Has God ever given y'all somebody that loves you with godly love? Like a spouse? Like a husband? Oh my gosh. A wife? A boyfriend, a girlfriend, fiance, relationships, romantic relationships. Oh my gosh. Right? People are good to you. They're loving you, but you don't want it. You don't want to receive it. It's too much. I've been there, baby. This is just a touch of Jay. It's too much to believe. All of these things are too much to believe. You understand what I'm saying? It's like too hard to believe. I used to date a couple guys and it was crazy. It was like a pattern. Okay, maybe it's the way I was picking them, baby. Just, like I said, it's just such a day. I don't know. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. But a lot of them would say stuff like, dang, man, it's like you're too good to be true. They didn't want to receive that. Okay? Now listen, let me break this down to you. You don't want to receive something that you think is too good to be true because you don't believe that you deserve that. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. It's all about receiving. God said, I need you to talk to them about receiving. They don't want to receive what I'm giving them. They got to receive it. They don't want to receive this stuff that I'm blessing them with. Like when I came here to the house, I was like, oh my gosh. Because, you know, I just did the walkthrough. I really didn't know. They say, okay, this is how the bathroom going to be. But it was like hard hat walkthrough because they built this thing. This is new construction. They said, this is going to be here like this. You're going to have the granite countertop. It's going to be oversized and the sink's going to come out this way. And these are the hardwood floors. This is the color that we're going to choose. You like this color? You know, and this is going to be the backsplash. And, you know, they were telling me all this stuff. And I'm like, yeah, but I couldn't really see it. So when I came, I was like, oh my gosh, this is a lot. I'm like, this all me, because now this is the first time, y'all. And don't you try it, because I got security, okay? But this is the first time I'm living alone without my children. This is me. This is all me. And I'm like, you know what, God? This is a lot, you know? Like the washer and dryer's on touchscreen and Wi-Fi and all that. I'm like, you know what, okay? You know? I'm like, but this is a lot. And I started to think. I said, you know what? I think I'm having a problem receiving this. And God laid on my heart and said, you know what? You deserve all of this. I said, you know what? I do. And that's what I'm trying to tell y'all. You deserve what God's trying to give you. Baby, this is just a touch of J. You deserve to receive it. You have to receive it. Now, let's talk about the enemy. Satan, the devil, okay? You know, yourself, the enemy that's inside of you that doesn't want to receive these things. All these things that come up against you when things start happening. All right? Now, look. When God is changing your life, he has to disrupt what's going on. He has to disrupt it. Okay? It's kind of like when a woman gets pregnant. Okay? I love T.D. Jakes. Shout out to you, T.D. Jakes. The pastor, T.D. Jakes. Yes, Bishop. He gives an example of a woman that becomes pregnant. Okay? She got a small waist. Most of the time before she gets pregnant, it's not the waist that she's going to have when she's having a baby. Right? Because she has to birth this new thing. So things have to change. Her waistline has to shift. But if she starts focusing on her waistline, baby, this is just a touch of J. Okay? Try to put this out there in pieces for you. She might not enjoy the baby. She might not enjoy the birth because she's focused on her weight and everything else that's going on. She's focused on the part that had to change. So see, that's what the enemy does. Enemy comes on up in, you know, trying to destroy that part. The changing, the process, trying to get you to focus on the process of the change. So that way you're focusing on that and you're not focusing on the glory that God's trying to give you. Baby, this is just such a, I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, right? Then you got a problem with receiving it because your focus is all off. Okay? I had to read a little something, y'all. I want to make sure I'm giving y'all the right notes. Your focus is all off, okay? When your focus is off, you don't know where what you're doing. You're all jacked up. You're all jacked up in the souls, okay? And then you start thinking about how you were, like the girl. Remember I just told you the girl was like, God don't want nothing to do with me, right? Because she's focusing on the past. When you are changing and God puts that change out there and he says, okay, I'm getting ready to go ahead and disrupt some things. I'm getting ready to do some things, right? But I need you to receive it because I'm giving you something new. All right. She didn't want to receive it because she was thinking about the old part. That's something else the enemy does, too. He's a trickster, man. He wants you to think about your past and how you used to be. OK, let me give you an example. This is what God dropped the dime on me. OK, maybe you're a woman or a male. And let's just say you used to be real promiscuous. You was a real whore. Yeah, baby, this is just such thing. I put out there pieces for you. You was out there. You was doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Living your best life. OK. Check out that sex podcast that I just did, okay? About the sexy transmitted demons and spirits. I mean, you out there just doing all type of stuff. You out there living your life. Then all of a sudden, you go, you know what? I ain't doing this no more. God's like, look, I'm changing. You doing everything you got to do. But here comes the enemy, you know, trying to get you to focus on how you used to be so that you won't receive what's going on. He's trying to get you to focus on the destruction, okay? You know, focusing on that so that way you won't change. God wants you to receive the new thing. That's what I'm trying to get you to focus on. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. Any of y'all out there going through that? I know somebody out there going through it because God said, look, I said, I really don't feel good today. I'm supposed to be rested. He said, I need you to go out there. I need you to talk to him because somebody's having a problem with receiving what's going on. So I don't know who you are out there. This is a word for you and you getting it right now. You're like, you know what? Yes, this is for me. You know, I don't know if you wanted to quit. I don't know if you were ready to give up on some stuff. I don't know if you don't want to try. You having a problem with receiving this goodness. You got to receive the goodness. Let the light shine bright like a diamond, baby. Trust me. I came up in this house and I said, this is banging. This is nice. God, well, thank you. But I started to really think. I started getting caught up in the fact that, you know, this is a kind of lot. You know, do I really deserve this? You know, and all that. And sometimes that happens in relationships. Like I said, you get the good one. You finally get the good one. You know, You're out here, you're living your best life. You finally get the one who's like, I love you. And they really love you. They might be a little jacked up, you know, because everybody got stuff with them. But they really love you. They ain't going to do you wrong. But because you felt like you was messed up in the past before you did some stuff, you want to push that away. It don't work. You don't want it to work. You like, no. God's like, I'm trying to change. I'm trying to give you something that you are ready for. Listen, you don't get anything that you are supposed to get until you're ready for it. You understand that? Maybe this is just a touch day, but y'all don't want to receive it. God's like, listen, you're ready. This is yours. Like me with the house. He's like, look, you almost lost your life in January. Okay? You made it through. You fought through. You kept doing your podcast. You kept doing everything. You kept on pushing. Now you're writing books. You're doing everything you got to do. You're influencing so many people. You're doing so much. You deserve this. This is for you. That's what he's trying to tell you. Like he's trying to tell me with the house. Okay? He's trying to tell you, like, maybe this person is for you. You deserve this. But if you're like, no, I ain't crap. I done did stuff before. I ain't this, I ain't that. This can't be for real. It can't be. You start looking for bad things. You start looking for things to happen. I told you, that's how the enemy gets you. Instead of looking at the new thing that's coming out of it, you're focused on what's going on in the moment, and you can't. You have to receive the blessing. Somebody's out there, you don't want to receive it. The job. You're like, man, oh man, like what? Like when I talked to Toxic Prevent, listen, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. When I was talking to him on the phone, I was talking to him today, right? NovaCare, okay? Out in the UK, okay? They called me, I'm talking to him, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is major, this is big. Like they, you know, this is major, okay? This is a major thing. All right, that I am going to be doing. And I was a little, wow, God, you sure me? God said, you got to receive it. Okay, that's like you out there, whoever it is, maybe with the job. And you don't want to receive it. Maybe you think, oh, it's too much of a big opportunity. I had to run a whole hospital system. Baby, this is just a touch of J. Okay, screen like 8,000 employees in like 1 month to make sure everything was executed and done right. I mean, the president of the hospital system was relying on me to get this job done. Okay, I had to do it. Even though it felt like it was too much, I still had to do it, baby. This is just a touch of J. I had to receive it. The blessing that God was giving me. Somebody out there doesn't want to receive it. Any of y'all out there going through that? I know you are. I don't know if maybe God's like laid it on your heart. Or you like, you know, it's time for me to get a new car. And you're like, nah, you know, I'm just going to keep the old car. Receive it. Receive the blessing that he's trying to give you. Stop getting caught up in what it used to be. You have to change. Change is a process. And when you're doing what you're supposed to do, God blesses you. He blesses you. He prepares a table for you in the presence of your enemy. He gives you everything that you need. Maybe you were a father that wasn't such a good father, right? And you weren't there like that. And now you're like, you know what? I got myself together. I'm ready to be there for my children. But the children are like this. You weren't there for me. That doesn't mean you quit and you retract. That's you living in the now. You got to understand that God is like, okay, you're ready now. He's trying to bless you with the blessing. You got to keep going. When God gives you something, you got to receive it. You can't denounce it. You can't throw it to the side. You can't believe what others says about it either. You can't, because a lot of people try to tell you stuff like this, like, oh, okay, you think you deserve that? You know, things like that. They try to put that negativity in your head. No. You have to receive it, baby. This is just a touch of J. I'm really trying to put this out there in pieces for you. I had to receive my healing. See, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, right? This is what T.D. Jakes said. He said, but how can God strengthen an eye that can't do? I talked to y'all about this before. Maybe, you know, you're on drugs or something. You like, you know, I'm trying to get off drugs. I got some family members that's on some drugs. And they trying to get off. And I got some that ain't trying to get off. Maybe this is just a touch of J. Okay? But they got to want that for themselves. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You got to want to receive what God's going to bless you with. Because if you don't, how can he give it to you? How can he possibly bless you if you don't want it? Oh, man, I used to run away from love, y'all. Oh, my gosh, I didn't want it. I didn't want it. Heck no. What? Please don't. No. Don't say you love me. No. Because I had some issues with my mom and stuff. You know, she wasn't there sometimes. And, you know, she had a hard time showing love because things that happened with her. So every time I tried to give it, she didn't really want it. And, you know, you don't know what that is. That's something to go through when you tell your mom you love her and she don't say nothing back for like 30 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could do something to you. So you don't want nobody to tell you that. You don't want to feel that love because it's like, if I give it to you and then you do something to it, you know, and then you don't accept it, it's hurtful. It takes you right back to where you used to be. But now, see, what messed me up is it. God blessed me with an amazing husband, and then I started treating him foul because I don't want nobody to love me. No, I got to receive that. I got to be like, okay, you here? Yay! That's what I'm trying to tell you. You got to receive that, whatever it is. The job, the relationship, the healing. Okay? If God said, I'm going to heal, you believing for healing? Believe for the healing. Believe you can get off the drugs. Believe you can get healed from cancer. You gotta believe it. Faith without works is dead. You have to believe it in order to receive it, right? Here's another scripture, okay? Hebrews 11:1, right? What is it? Hebrews 11:1. Faith, okay? It says now faith, now. Okay, present time, now. Okay, that's what it says, now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen, right? So you don't see it, okay, sometimes. But you got to hope for it in order to have it. You got to want it. You got to want to receive it. You understand what I'm saying? This is just a touch of thing, baby. I'm really trying to put this out there peace for you because somehow out there, you don't want to receive it. And God like, look, I'm trying to give it to you, but you don't want it. So let me wrap it up like this. Why don't you want it? Ask yourself that question. Why is it that you don't want it? Why is it that you run away from stuff and you don't want to face reality? Why is it that you're still running away from things that you don't want to face? Because you don't want to receive it. You don't want to receive it. Why? What's going on? You got to check yourself. You really might be out here wrecking yourself. I tell y'all that all the time. You have to check yourself. You do. I want to be healed. I know I'm going to be healed. So I just got to keep on pushing with it. Even if I have some reactions, I got to keep on going. I was scared to death the other day. Oh my gosh, y'all, baby. This is just a touch of you. I tell y'all, don't worry about fear, false evidence appearing real. I was terrified. I had to go get that treatment done. You could do it through IV or you could do it through nebulizer. They wanted me to try it through nebulizer. It's a breathing machine when you breathe it in. But, you know, you got to be careful when you're breathing something in because I could have went into anaphylactic shock. Anything could have happened. And they were asking me, you okay? You all right? You okay? I'm nervous. I started crying and everything. The nurse had to come over and hold my hand. My daughter was there. I was terrified. Like, Lord, please not another thing. Like, I just can't take no more. This body's going through. But I could have gave up. But I said, you know what? No. I'm going to go get this treatment because I got to receive it. I got to receive it. And if God wants something to happen while I'm receiving it, there's something going to happen, but I got to at least try. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You got to try. You got to receive it. You got to want it. Baby, this is just a touch of Jay. If you don't want it, you ain't going to get it. So when you out there and you all like this, you know, this ain't going right in my life. And, you know, I wish I was you and I wish I could have what they have. Are you really ready for it? I told you, you only get what you ready for. And then when God gives it to you, do you really want to receive it? Or do you mess it up? Do you mess it up? Self-sabotaging the job because you don't think that you can do it. Self-sabotaging the relationships because you don't think you could be good in a relationship because you don't believe in yourself. That's what it's all about. It's all about your pride. Pride is the issue that you have because you don't want to believe in yourself. That's a pride issue, okay? You're thinking about self so much, but you don't want to believe in yourself. Oh, baby, this is just a touch day. Please don't let me go there because that's a whole tricky one right there. I can break that down, but I'm going to leave that to another podcast, all right? I'm going to leave that to another podcast. I'm just telling you, look, man, you got to believe. You got to believe. You got to want to receive it. And that's it. So how y'all want me to end this? Huh? I'm going to go ahead and I'm a lay down. Yo, I got my air mattress. Because look, this is something else I got to tell y'all too, right? So since you know I had mold in my house, I can't bring nothing from my old house to my new house. Nothing. Okay, baby. Now, look, baby. This is just a touch day. None of this 65-inch TVs and the 55-inch, you know, all that type of stuff. Nothing. My bedroom set, nothing. I can't bring nothing. No sheets, no towels, no nothing. So listen, before I go, let me tell y'all what I'm doing. I'm doing a virtual housewarming, okay? And I'm going to put the links and everything out there, and I'm going to be talking about it. Well, y'all can go ahead and y'all can contribute if you like, okay? Because I don't have nothing, baby. This is just a touch. I can't. Some of the stuff that I don't want to part with, like my children's things, you know, I can put them in storage and then try to revisit them later, you know, later. But right now, I can't even touch it. I can't even be around none of it because of how ill it made me. Okay? So when I tell you I'm going to receive this blessing that God got for me and everything that's new that's coming out of all of this, He's setting it up. He's putting it out there in pieces for me. He said, this is something new. Everything's going to be new. God might be trying to give you something new. Everything new. But you're so stuck on what it used to be. You got to receive it. All right. Now, look, let me go ahead. You know, I told y'all about that whole thing. Y'all go ahead, contribute, you know, get some stuff if y'all want to. Help your girl out, okay? Because I'm really starting over. This is really crazy to me. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, I got to get a new car, everything. Like, child, it's just so much thing happened with this whole thing. But, you know, I'm happy about it because I'm ready to receive it. And that's what you got to do, too. You got to receive it, okay? Don't give up. Don't quit. Keep going. All right? So, look, again, how y'all want me to end this? Y'all want me to give you my Janet Jackson, my sexy Barry White Janet Jackson voice? Let me try that again. Y'all want me to give you my sexy Janet Jackson Barry White voice? You ready? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J, man. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, okay? And I tried, even though I didn't feel too good today. I still put it out there for you because y'all need this. I can't have my babies out there lost. I can't. Even if I'm tired, I gotta go ahead and I gotta do what it is they gotta do, okay? Because y'all gotta go ahead and receive this. I know somebody out there not wanting it. You don't want this blessing, man, and you gotta get it. Stop being afraid. Okay, just stop. I've been there. I know what it's like. It's all false evidence appearing real. That's it. It ain't nothing else. Go after it. You don't know how it's going to end. You don't know what. Just take what God is trying to give you. Okay? Now, look. What's the first thing that I tell y'all about the race? Get on up out of here. I tell you, right? Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Please don't. Okay? And please don't make yourself feel like that, because if you ain't wanting to receive it, this one right here got a lot to do with you. Like, seriously. Like, literally, like, God's giving you all these amazing things, and you like, no, I don't want it. I don't know if she's the right one. I don't know if he's the right one. I don't know if this is the right job. I don't know if I should take this car. I don't know if I should take this house. God, like, look, I'm trying to bless you. What is it that you want? Do you want it or not? You don't even know. So much is on the opposite side of your fears. It's on the other side of it. You just got to get past it. Okay? So you can get this work, this blessing. All right? Now, what's the second reason why I tell y'all that you got to do stuff like that, right? Okay? That you can't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. I tell you, because you got to shine on them. Because they hate it, baby. Yes, you gotta live your best life. I'm talking this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Like that, you gotta let it shine. Okay, I'm in here with the nose all jacked up, trying to do what it is that I do. With my air mattress feeling amazing in this house. Shining bright like a diamond. Ain't in no hotel. I was in a hotel for 5 months. I'm in here letting it shine for you. That's what you got to do. Stop making yourself feel like you're not thorough and wise, because you are. Okay? And you got to give love and you got to receive love. That's the last thing I always tell you. Spread love, because it's the Brooklyn way, baby. And this is just a touch of J. I just had to put that all out there in peace for you. You got to get the love. You got to be able to receive the love that God's given you, even if it's through other people. Stop it, please. Please, y'all are messing up your lives out there. Some of y'all out here, y'all like me. Y'all like, look, I'm trying to receive everything God trying to give me. But some of y'all really think it's too good to be true. Like the guys, some of the guys that I dated, they was just like, you know, you are just too good to be true. Like, you can't be this amazing, you know? And I'm like, baby, this is just a touch of J, okay? You know, they was pushing me away and it's like, nope, you know, like all type of stuff. Like, no, you can't be. And I'm like this, like, wow. But see, look, it wasn't for me, right? Because what's for you ain't going to miss you. And what's going to miss you, one for you, baby. Okay? So look, let me do a quick recap. Okay? All I'm trying to tell you is, I've been trying to tell you this through this whole podcast. It is so straight to the point. It is so simple. Just take the blessing when it comes to you. Receive it. Receive what God's giving you, and do not get caught up in the destruction process, okay? Because it will distract you from moving forward. When you get afraid, you stop and you pause. Look, let me tell you how. All right, you ever watched like a scary movie? I talked to you about this last year, okay? You watch a scary movie, then all of a sudden, you hear a loud noise. Boom! Right? And we're like, imagine watching a movie and you yelling at the TV, no, don't do that, run! And the person just pauses, the person just stops. Because in fear, you pause and you stop when you're afraid. And you can't do that. Because in order to go ahead and receive these things, you got to keep on going. And the enemy does everything he can to mess up your belief system, does everything he can to get you to stop so you don't go forward to get to the destiny. God's trying to give you something and you don't want it. He like, here you go, here you go, here, you can have this. All you got to do is do this right here and I'll give it to you. He gave me over $15,000 to stay in a hotel. Like, then blessed me with a brand new house, but then told me, but you can't take nothing else. You got to get all new stuff. What I'm going to do, focus on that old stuff when he's trying to give me something new? No, baby, just touch that. Where's the new couch set at, God? Okay, because what color did you say it's going to be? That's what I'm like right now. That's what I need y'all to be like. I need you to want what he's trying to give you. I need you to receive it. And that's all the podcast is about. Just receiving what it is that you're supposed to get. You are amazing. Remember that. Remember how God sees you. That's the most dangerous part of you. The most dangerous person. Okay? The most dangerous version is the version that you believe about what God said about you. All right? So look, this is just a touch of J. Okay? I just had to put that out there in peace for you. Y'all keep me a prayer child because I'm trying to heal. I got to get back to eating. It's nothing like rotating five vegetables. Like, how do you rotate five vegetables? I'm trying to eat like three a day. I mean, like one vegetable, like, okay, I'm going to have this tomorrow, you know, to try to, I can't put no seasoning on it, nothing but salt, you know, Himalayan pink salt, you know, and I'm like, that's kind of messing with me now, but I keep on pushing. And that's what you got to do too. Because I got to receive this. It's a lot coming up out of this thing. I got to receive. Okay? And if any of y'all out there going through anything, like with like histamine and stuff like that, you got like issues of gut health, I'm trying to tell you, I'm going to be doing some stuff with toxic prevent. Y'all got to make sure y'all stay tuned so y'all can listen to this. They're going to be coming at you from England, London, and you know, we're going to be talking about this thing here, okay? Like I said, it's just a touch of J. I got a lot of pieces, a lot of stuff I'm writing today. Make sure you guys also check out my book, okay? I'm going to be in a book. I told you all that. Destined to Win Volume 4, all right? The book launches in October, okay? So make sure you check out my story that's in the book, okay? Because I'm putting it out there in pieces for you. I got a story to tell, like Biggie Smalls a rapper, baby. Oh, my gosh. That's going to be so amazing. Just like I said, man, I'm going to say this again. Receive it. I'm receiving everything that God's given me. You can't be afraid. You can't get caught up. You just got to just let it happen, Captain. All right. That's all this podcast was about. And I'll be back. I got a Sunday word for y'all. Child, let me tell you what it's about real quick. Hold on, baby. I was writing it out. I said, oh my gosh, God, this is going to be something. Let me tell you. This Sunday's word is going to be about being valuable. Four different types of being valuable. And stuff like that. Oh, man. You don't want to miss this one. This one going to be something. And you know what? Real quick before I go. I know I keep saying I'm ready to go, y'all. But I got to tell y'all thank you for the sex podcast. Like, y'all really liked it. And the Mary J. Blige one. Like, y'all have this thing trending. Like, it's trending on Twitter. What's the other thing it's trending on? It's trending on Tumblr. It's trending on... what's that new thing that everybody's doing? TikTok? Oh, y'all are really sharing that. All the numbers are going up on the podcast on those episodes. Those two episodes, that Mary J. Blige episode and that sex one. Y'all are really doing a good job. Yeah, with that. So thank you so much. I'm glad that you guys like that because it's a lot of stuff going on. If you haven't heard it, make sure you go ahead and check out those pieces. All right. I think that's it. I think that's all I got to tell y'all. All right. So, yeah. That's it. Make sure y'all listen to the Mary J. Blige thing. I'm going to play it after this. Okay, with a couple other little things. You know, I play my music. I love my music. And I'll be back on Sunday. All right? When I got something else to say. Yeah, when I got something else to say. When I got something else to say. Because I love my babies. And like I said, I'll be back. Right? Just touch Jack. When I got something else to say. I love y'all. Bye-bye. Y'all hear that? This is just a touch of your baby. Coming at you, putting it all out there in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on like flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby. And baby, you know you're fine, right? Fine, right? Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J and I'm coming at you. Making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh. Oh my god. You better download that Just a Touch of J app. Hey y'all, what y'all out there doing, huh? Y'all out there shining on them. I know you out there living your best life. Well, listen, right? I got some new songs of the week for you. I had to give a shout out to my girl, Mary J. Blige. That's the queen. Has her own documentary on Amazon. Yeah, it's all about my life, right? Which is so crazy because there's a Just a Touch of J documentary too, and it's all about my life. So what I did was I put together some songs for Beat Break Radio and for you guys, okay? Make sure y'all check it out on the 411 Wire. And right after this, yeah, they're up next, man. It's all about how she's influenced my life. And like I said, baby, this is just a touch of jet. I gotta put this out there in pieces for you. Make sure y'all stay tuned to what's
on the street and she's got the 411 on the latest news and entertainment. It's the 411 Wire.
Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J and I'm coming at you getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby.
Jay, what y'all out there doing?
Huh? Oh my gosh, y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life, just doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Well, listen, right? You are listening to Beat Break Radio, 87 FM and Reach One Communications, where it's everything podcast and music, baby. And this is just a touch of J. Jay. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you, right? Oh my gosh, yes.
What's the 411, hun? You know we got it going on, hun. Yeah. You know we got it going on, hun. Yeah.
And this is the 411 Wire. And I got the hottest entertainment segment for you for this week.
Alright, man. What we gonna do this week is we gonna switch this one up just a little bit. Dedicating this whole segment to my girl, Mary J. Blige. Shout out to you, queen. Let's go back in time and take a listen to some of her songs. This is just a touch of J, man. Oh my gosh. Make sure y'all checking out my girl, Mary J. Blige, on her new Amazon documentary, man.
Documentary,
it's
man.
All about my
it's
life.
It's all about my life. Yeah. All right?
So the song's
about to
week.
Put this out there in pieces for you. Wait a minute, y'all. Mm-hmm. Did y'all like that? This is just a touch of Jay. Y'all already know I got another one for you, right? Let me slow it down.
Slow down, baby. The loving ain't going nowhere.
Hey. Don't rush, baby.
Listen, y'all know I got another one for you, right? This is just a touch of J. I gotta put this out there in pieces for you, man. Because I don't want to do anything else. Y'all like that? You like it when I do it like that? Don't you, man? Listen here. I told y'all this is just a touch of J, right? Mary just trying to let y'all know, man. All she want is just you and me. She don't want nothing else, all right? Check out the next song, man. What's up next?
You had me, should've never questioned. You blessed me, wasn't the
drop a bomb on y'all like Flex. Y'all look what I love this one right here. This is just a touch of J. Oh my gosh, I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, man. Listen to Mary, right? She wants y'all to know that your boy, I need you. Oh, I
for you anytime you need.
Y'all hear that?
Believe, nothing make a man feel better than a woman. Queen with a crown that be down for whatever. There are few things that's forever. My lady, we can make war or make babies. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no fronting. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, baby, it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give my cootie away and keep it tight, alright? And I'ma walk these doors so we can live in a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. Well, like, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the effing lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to funk with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give.
Oh man, what can I hit y'all with now, man? I think I gotta give y'all something special. Classic throwback. She says she can love you. Remember that one? Oh my gosh, I told y'all, man, I got another one for you, baby. This is just a touch of J, man. Gotta reminisce over the loves that we had, right? At least that's what Mary J. Blige says.
Baby, yeah.
that was everything, man. I'm gonna end this one off right here with this track. It's another classic one, man. Y'all know this is just a touch of J, right? And I had to put all that out there in pieces for you, baby. Right? Thanks for listening. JUSTATOUCHOF _ a letter J. Yeah, that's what they call me. Google Just a Touch of J, download the Just a Touch of J app, and check me out on My Name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. The link is in the bio. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on one second. This is Just a Touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out. My baby like it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of check.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
you. Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All you need is just a touch of check.
Lady, you hear that? I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
Shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right? Hey, y'all. This is just a touch of J, baby. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life. Huh? Doing what it is that you do? Well, listen. Mama got to drop a dime on y'all. But I want y'all to listen to the song of the week, right? Yeah, it's a remake, you know, with just a touch of J too. All right, let me know what y'all think. Call in. All right? Yeah, full songs are going to be coming up soon. And make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby. And check out the Just a Touch of J app, too. Mama just dropped the sweet potato brownie recipe for y'all on the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all want that. Trust me. I know you do. Alright? Listen to the songs. They up next.
Y'all hear that?
Yeah, man.
This is just
touch of J.
Make sure y'all go over and make a love and beast kitchen.
Going over and make a love and beast kitchen, baby. Mama got some brownies.
She's gonna get brownies for you, baby.
Thanks for listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast, baby.
I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you.
Tell y'all, this is just a touch of shit.
I'm trying to put it out there in pieces. What's up, y'all? Did y'all like that? Yeah, man. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Y'all gotta make sure y'all go over to Making Love and Beats Kitchen, baby. I'm definitely putting it out there in pieces for you.
Y'all hear that?